Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Hey, Dibria, hey. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area, and it feels so good to be here with you guys tonight. What's going on, Tib? You know, I hope you guys are doing well. What's going on, Lions, in the house tonight? I don't believe it. Lion is in the house tonight. It's been a while, so it's great to have you coming back through online. Hey, so good to see you, bro. So good to see you. You know, what's going on, Tib? What's going on? What's going on, Mom? You know, I'm coming to you live, guys, and I'm going to just talk. It's been some week. I can really say. But I'm encouraged. And tonight, good evening, Mom. What's going on, Mom? Tonight, I want to talk about something that is on my heart to talk about. And basically, I'm talking about tonight from topic staying in tune with God, staying in tune with God. And I gotta tell you this. Sometimes God allows us to go through some things so He can remind us where He's brought us from, and kind of help us remind us where we should not go back. And what's going on, cousin? So tonight, what was in my heart tonight to talk about staying in tune with God? You know, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I think, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, sometimes I think the problem is not hearing from God. Sometimes the problem is staying consistent where we can hear His voice daily. Where we can hear His voice daily. I want to give a shout. Good evening, cuz aunts. So staying in tune with God is very, very important. And God helped me to see that this past week. Sometimes, have you ever had friendships or relationships where it's like, you know, where relationships and friendships where you might kind of forget why God had you separate from people for a while, and then when you go around them, it's like, I see why. One of my friends had told me this: sometimes you grow beyond that. Sometimes you grow beyond people and God. And there's, like we say, there's a season for everything under the sun. So some friendships are seasonal. Some just for a specific time, and then some friendships will be lifetime friendships, you know, and it helped me to see, okay, thank you, God, I understand it, yeah, Tabria, you've experienced that. What's going on? Juju's in the house. What's up, Juju? Juju's in the house from L.A. What's going on, Juju? You know, I've experienced that, and God helped me to see that today, staying in tune. What's up, G? I see you, Juju. And God helped me to see, okay, I understand now, Lord, why you had that friendship separate. And, you know, and God, and there's just so much going through my mind. And God was like, stay in tune. Staying in tune with God. It's like, we are in a war. You know, I talk about this. I talk about the fact that that we're in a war, and whenever you have that mountaintop, or I'm up here, I'm doing this, we got to pay attention, because the enemy is like right there, just waiting to jump on in, you know. And God, and it's like God's like, look, stay in tune with me. Stay in tune with me. What's up, Cherie? Is in here from Dallas. What's up, Cherie? Cherie is in here from Dallas. What's going on, Cherie? Thank you for coming back again. You know, so this whole thing about staying in tune with God. One thing that God placed in my heart was this. He is cleaning up his house. God is in this season, guys, God is cleaning up his house. He's cleaning up house. You know, and God wants us to get it together. You know, God wants us to get together. God wants you to succeed. God wants me to succeed. And we've got to believe that. So we are in a war. And the enemy comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. You know, and it's not just some kind of lingo or church talk. This is real, guys. There's an entity of force, evil force, that does not want you to serve God and do what God has called you to do. We call that force Satan. You know, but, you know, God wants us to get together. God wants us to get together. Let me sit back and relax. You know how we have those mountaintop experiences. Lord, I'm hearing from you. Yes, Lord, you answered. Yes, Lord is moving in your life. Yes, Lord, don't lose. Don't give up. Don't give any space to the devil. When I'm telling you this, I'm saying don't give any space. Don't think, oh, I can handle this. You know, you might not be able to handle this. But listen, God is cleaning up house. Staying in tune with God. What is God saying in this season? Because people are leaving here rather quickly, unexpectedly. You know, and the question is, are you doing what God's called you to do when your time comes up? So I believe, first point, God is cleaning up house. God wants us to get together. He wants you. He wants me to get together. And listen to this. God also is getting rid of idols. He's getting rid of idols in our lives. Those things we worship. And you might say, I just worship God. No. If you love something more than God, guess what? You worship. That's an idol. If your energy goes towards something before it goes toward God, that becomes an idol in God's eyes. So this whole thing about God cleaning up house. So if you say, I can't live without this person, guess what? That person is an idol. And if you're saying you want to serve God, you want to do what God's called you to do, but that relationship, that friendship, whatever that thing that it is, and you place your energy towards that first before God, guess what? That's an idol. So if you're saying you want to do what God has called you to do and you have that idol in your life, that idol before your eyes, guess what? It's standing in the way of you giving yourself 100% fully to God. So God is cleaning up house. God is cleaning up house. Praise God, Tibria. God is cleaning up house. God's cleaning up house. He's saying get rid of the idols in our lives. Relationships. So some of us who are in ministry and you know, I love this person. I got to talk to this person every day. I got to talk to this person four times a day, 2 or 3 hours a day. But then you'll have time for ministry. You'll have time to do what God has called you to do because your energy is going towards this person or that situation. You know, so God's like, I'm getting rid of idols in your life. He's getting rid of idols in our lives. If it's a relationship, it's a friendship. You know, if you're on the phone with that person 5 or 6 hours a night, a day, have you ever had a friend like that? You guys will talk every day for 5 or 6 hours. You don't have time for God because your whole energy, your energy is in that relationship. All your energy is in that person. And even this, even relationships you're trying to help people, that's come as very, very important that we understand what God is telling us to do when he's telling us to do. Because sometimes we're wearing ourselves out because we're putting so much into these relationships. And some of these relationships, God's saying, you know, you're becoming an idol for that other person. Because they can't see God because you're up there. Boom, boom, boom. I got to be the one to help. No, you got to do what God's called you to do. And what season are you in? That's come as very, very important that we understand what season we are in. it's very, very important that we understand what season we are in. Because if you're in a season of being quiet, and God doesn't want you to talk, but yet you're talking 24/7, you're doing this, you're not hearing whatever it is that God wants you to do. We got to stay in tune with God. You know, if you're in that season where you're supposed to be tearing down things, but you're trying to build, tear down those things that need to be torn down in that season. You know, sometimes, guys, we can run ourselves ragged, trying to do things that we think are good things, but God hasn't called us to do in that season because there's something else that we're supposed to be doing. You know, and what happens is that sometimes we become idols in people's eyes because we're trying to help them so much. You know, sometimes that person has to go through to being broken. So, and it might break your heart, that person. But sometimes people have to go through that. Sometimes people have to go through their brokenness. Sometimes people have to go through their. We talk about going through trust and process. Sometimes people have to go through their process. You can be there to help them. You can be there to encourage them, but you got to be doing what God's called you to do. And what if you don't do what God's called you to do? Then you can become an idol in that person's eyes, blocking them from hearing from what God is saying to them to do. My cousin says this: sometimes we innocently allow our employment to become our idol because we are trying to survive financially. Oops. That is so true, cousin. That is so true. That is so, so true. That it can be work, it can be relationships, it can be family, it can be your mate, your husband, your wife, it can be your kids, your siblings. It can be so many different things. It can even be ministry. Oops, did I say that? If you place ministry before God, oops. Mm. Ooh, oh goodness. Lonnie, Juju said that's so true. Sheree says, wow, I need to hear that. Hear this. Yeah, you know, listen, God is speaking to us, right? God is speaking to us. Cousin says, people and family, you are trying to help. You are talking to me because, listen, I'm talking to me too right now. This is God. This is not me, really, for real. For real, cousin. You know, and even when you're trying to help, listen, sometimes that person got to go through their experience. And sometimes we can prolong that. We can prolong their experience if we're trying to do what God's telling us not to do. Sometimes we have to go through our process. Sometimes we're going to go through hurt. And regardless of how much we might want to help people not go through hurt, guess what? They're going to have to go through hurt. They're going to eventually have to go through that process. Whether they do it today, whether they do it next week, whether they hold on for a year or two. But the thing about it is we've got to stay in tune with God. What is God saying to us? You know, and one of the things I do believe is this. You know, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. You know, it could have been me. You know, no food. You know, I don't know all the lyrics, but, you know, God has given us grace and mercy in this season. God is cleaning up his house. God is cleaning up house. He's trying to get our attention so we can stay in tune with him. But he's given us grace and mercy. Your grace and mercy has brought us through. I'm living each moment because of you. Believe those things. Yeah. God, listen, God's given us grace. Grace, the ability to do what he's called us to do, and mercy, not giving us what we really deserve. Judas says, and all you're helping, you are directing them back to God? Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. All right, Juju. Juju's question is, and all you're helping, are you directing them back to God? That's a good question. Because are you doing it? Are you doing it because God told you to do it? Or are you doing it so that you could get, you know, I helped this person. I had to do it. That's a good one, Juju. Who's going to pass it? Pastor Peterson, Pastor Donnell. God never enabled us, so we shouldn't enable others that are connected to us. That's a good point. That is a good point. What's up, Moises? That's a good point, Pastor. Pastor Donnell says, God never enabled us, so we shouldn't enable others that are connected to us. And that's a good thing. That's a good point right there. Enabling. You know, because, listen, staying in tune with God. What is God saying? What is God telling us to do? You know, we've got to stay in tune. What is God saying? I'm telling you, God's saying, I'm cleaning up house. I'm cleaning up house. It's time for us to get together so we can stand and be the church and do what God has called us to do. You know, and it's this. Not only is God cleaning up house, God is saving his people. You know, saving his people. Now, listen to this, guys. You know, you guys know 2 Chronicles 7:14. What's going on, fam? If our people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from the wicked ways, the Lord will hear from heaven. I will heal from heaven. Then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. I made a little song about it, so I had the song going through my mind. I apologize. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. God is saving his people. His desire is to save. Not that song, Juju. I made another song. I just didn't remember all the works, lyrics to that. But, but I had a song. I made a song called If My People Will Call My Name. But that's a different song. But my cousin, Eureka A. Wright, she wrote a song, Heal Our Land. You know, and we need the Lord to heal our land. And listen, God is in the business of saving his people. He's in the business of saving us. He wants to save you. He wants to save us. Some things we are going to experience because it comes with the territory of living life. But one thing about it is that he is there. He is there with us all the way and all the time. You know, humbling ourselves. Standing in tune with God, we got to humble ourselves. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and what? And pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You know, guys, listen to this. This life, this thing is real. This experience that we're experiencing is real. This is happening in real time. God's like, this is the season. Let's get together. If you fall down, get back up. Let's get back on track. Stand in tune with God. We've got to humble ourselves. We've got to pray. We've got to seek his face. Then we've got to turn from our stuff. We have to be willing to do that. You know, and listen, I love John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. But if we read further, in John 3:17, it says, for God did not send his son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. It's not about condemning people. It's about saving them through the message, through God's love, through the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, God is saving his people. So this whole thing about staying in tune with God, God can use every second that we have, every minute to work through us to teach someone else, to reach someone. And what better way to reach someone than how we treat each other, how we treat one another. Stay in tune with God. You know, becoming, we talk about incarnational apologetics and as far as reaching people, putting on Christ. So when people, you know, you're the next best thing. You say you love the Lord, how are you treating your neighbor? Are you spreading the word? Are you spreading the gospel? Are you helping when you can help? God is saving his people. He wants to save us. He's cleaning up the house. He wants to save us. The question, and now, the thing about it is this. Are we willing to be saved? Are we willing to be saved? Because sometimes, guys, I think we forget that it's not about us saving ourselves. It's not about, listen, if I could save myself, I wouldn't need God, right? If we could save ourselves, we would not need God. But we do need God. And he desires to save us. He desires to save you. He doesn't want you to go through any unnecessary things that you don't have to go through. But guess what? Even when we make our mistakes and things like that, God can use those things for his glory. But he wants to save us. He wants to save the world. You know, stand in tune with God. What is God saying? And again, like I said in the beginning, at the top of this broadcast, this time together, sometimes the issue is not hearing from God, but rather staying consistent where we can hear his voice daily. You know, sometimes we might think like, you know, I got it, Lord. I can go ahead and do it now. Thank you. You've helped me get to point B. I'll take it from here. No. This season is so serious. This season is so serious. We've got to stay in tune with what God is saying and not become distracted by craziness that we miss the big picture because we're focusing. This person said something made me upset. This person did this. This person did that. We've got to stay in tune with God. God desires to save his people. So, guys, when people are down, when people are going through, are we kicking them down? Are we kicking them when they're weak at their weakest point? Sometimes we understand. Sometimes, guys, we know when people are going through. But are we condemning them? They're already knocked down. Or are you going to love on them? Are you going to show them the love of Christ? Let me love you back to health. Stand in tune with God because God is saving his people. And I want you to understand this. As God's people, are we condemning people? Are we so busy pointing fingers, condemning? Or are we saying, I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you with the love of Christ. You know, stand in tune with God. So tonight's message is staying in tune with God. How you guys doing out there tonight? Is something that's being said touching you, pulling on your heartstrings? You know, I hope so. You know, really. You know, this whole thing staying in tune with God. Sometimes, guys, we can get so into ourselves. And I love what the question that Juju had asked some minutes ago. As far as the question, I'm about to find it. That question was about, are you doing it for them or are you doing it for you? Are you helping them? Let's see, in all your helping, are you directing them back to God? Whew, that's a good question. That's a good question. Our intentions. Staying in tune with God, listen, is our intentions. Is intention to bring them back to God, is intention for us to be glorified. You know, that's something we have to really think about. That's something we really, 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 really have to think about. You know, and This is one of those days, y'all, for real. What would happen when people are down, knocked down, that we can put, what would happen in their lives if we would show them the love of Christ instead of beating them up? You know, listen, God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Show the love of Christ to your neighbors. God is saving his people. God wants to save his people. God is cleaning up house. God is saving his people. You know, Psalm 103, verse 13. How you guys doing out there? You guys doing okay? Sheree said, yes, it is. And Sheree, I said, absolutely. And Juju, I want to say thank you. I don't know if I said thank you. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Yeah, I might bring you in so you can go ahead and sing that chorus. Are you ready for me to bring you in? I might bring you in so you can sing that chorus for me because I don't remember the lyrics. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Verse 14, for he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. My cousin, my cousin, says there's a thin line between a supporter or an enabler. That's so true. There's such a thin line between that. There's such a thin line between that. You know, God has compassion. Psalm 103, verse 13, 14. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. God is saving his people, guys. Let's fear him. He has compassion. Just like a father, he has compassion on those who fear him. God is saving his people. If we've gotten out of tune with God, let's get back in tune with God. What's going on, T? What's going on, Trina? God has compassion. Just like a father. He has compassion on those who fear him. Do you fear God? Listen, guys. It's very, very important that we understand where we're going. If we have faith, we're saying we're believers and we believe in God, believe in Jesus Christ. We have to believe what the Word says. And is it going to be easy? No. But guess what? We have the ability to stay in tune with God. And the thing about it is that we just have to stay focused on God. Hey, Trina. I'm going to be funny when I bring you on live, okay? But God has compassion. Staying in tune with God. We have to have compassion. We got to have compassion. You know, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say that for later. In Luke chapter 5, verses 31-32, yeah, we have to make God a goal. We have to make heaven our goal. We have to make God number one. yeah, we have to make heaven our goal. We have to make God number one. I feel you, Tiberia. I feel you. You know, God has to be number one, period. God has to be number one, period. You know, Luke chapter 5, verses 31-32. I have all these songs coming to my mind. I'm reading your comments, guys, and all these different songs are coming to my mind. Luke 5, verses 31-32, it says this. It says, Jesus answered them, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. God is saving his people. His people, God is saving. You know, the thing about it is this, are we going to focus on those who are sick? And at what point, this whole thing stands to God, at what point do we start eating, do we get off of milk? And we start really, really believing what the Word of God says and doing it and going out and doing it based on our faith. You know, again, Jesus asked them, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Are we willing to share the gospel? God is saving his people. Staying in tune with God. Are we allowing God to use us, our lives? Because listen, we don't have to be on the pulpit. You know, guess what? You can be an example wherever you are, and on your job. Yes, Sharice says every day. Yes, every day. Every day, Sharice. Yes, every day. We can do that every day. You know, God is saving his people. Then are we going to allow God to use us so that he can save his people? Sometimes people are watching us. People are watching you. They're watching to see what you're saying. They're watching to see what you're doing. They're watching us. How is, you know, I want to give my I've heard some people say this, that they want to give their lives to Christ because what? They've seen someone else. They've seen how they've responded. I've heard stories about stories like that. Do you know, have you heard of anyone who gave their life to Christ because they looked at you or they looked at someone else? Or perhaps maybe you looked at someone and said, you know what, I saw the way that person handled that situation. You know, I want to know that God that you serve. You know, do you think God can do that with me? Do you think God is interested in me? Do you think God will touch my life and change my life like he's touched and has changed your life? Staying in tune with God. You know, this thing is real. So God plays on my heart. He's cleaning up his house. God is saving his people. God is in the restoration business. Restoration, you know, wine has finally come. You know, restoration, restoring, staying in tune with God, restoring. You know, one of the things I was talking with my mother, and hey, mama, and sometimes when you come across old relationships, like I said in the beginning, old friendships, and people open up their mouths and you just hear, it's like, man, I understand why there's been some distance. Listen, guys, God's in the restoring business. And I think that sometimes God allows us, this whole thing, stay in tune with God. Sometimes we might think, oh, I can be friends with this person again. Listen, there's a season for everything. And one of the things I'm learning is that this is so true, because we've been preaching this. We've been talking about this. Who you are connected to can affect your future. Who you are connecting, allowing yourself to connect to, can affect your future. You might say, what are you talking about, Reverend Dr. G? Listen, if you connect to someone who's negative all the time, they come back to your life, they speak in negatively. Have you ever left someone and it's like their negativity jumped on you, and then next thing you know, you're dealing with all these negative thoughts. Like, where did these negative thoughts come from? Who are you talking to? Yeah. I love what you said that lot, Juju. As believers, we are the tangible Jesus. That's right. They call it incarnational apologetics. You know, we are the tangible Jesus. They're looking to see how we act. They're looking to see how we respond. And for myself, guys, this whole thing is very, very important that we understand who we are connected to and who we are connecting to and who are we allowing to speak into our lives. You know, but I'm going to tell you this. God wants to heal you. He wants to heal us. God wants us to be in relationships that are what? Good relationships. Relationships that are healthy. How many of you guys want to be in healthy relationships and have healthy relationships in every area of your life? How many of you guys want to be in healthy relationships or have healthy relationships? You know, how many of us? Listen, God wants to heal. More importantly, you have to desire to be healed. And whom sets free is free indeed. God wants to heal you, but you've got to want to be healed. You've got to walk in that healing. And I'm telling you this, guys. When you really think about it, some relationships will drain you. Some relationships, sometimes God is doing what he is doing in your life. This whole thing about staying in tune with God, right? Sometimes these relationships, you know, God is working in our lives. And people are looking at us. People are looking. And sometimes when people see what God is doing in your life, what do? They go back to you. Well, you did this. Remember when you used to do this? You remember you did that? X, Y, and Z. Staying in tune with God. We need to guard our ears. We need to guard what we're taking in. We need to guard what we're seeing. We need to guard our speech. We need to guard who we are connected to. Because some of us want to be healed. Some of us want to walk in our healing. But how can we do that when we're connected to people who aren't even necessarily even thinking about what you're going through, your healing? They're thinking about what they're going through. And they might not want to walk and be healed. They might like being negative. You know, and I heard someone preach that or talk about that this past week. But there are some people out there who like causing confusion. So if God is in the restoration business and he's wanting to heal you, but you're connected to people who are negative, people who don't support you, people who are not praying for you, people who don't want the best for you, then you got it. There's some things, decisions you've got to make. What I can share with you, what God's placed in my heart tonight is this: God wants to heal you. And then God wants you to choose him. You know, I mean, if God wanted robots, he could create robots. But he gave us a free will so that we can what? Choose to serve him. Choose to have that relationship with him that he wants to have with us. Stand in tune with God. Why is that important? Because guess what? You have to have the desire to choose him. He wants you to choose him. So if you want to stay in tune with God, you have to desire, I want to stay in tune with you, God. I want to stay in tune with you. Give me a clean heart. Give me clean hands, clean lips. You know that song, Give Me a Clean Heart, so I might serve thee. Lord, fix my heart so that I may be used by you. For I'm not worthy of all these blessings. Give me a clean heart and I'll follow thee. You know, God wants you to choose him. God wants you to choose him. God can restore you if you allow him to. I love that. Judas says, when people bring up your past, they are validating your deliverance. Amen. All right. Where's my mic? Drop the mic. That's my mic. I had to drop it, Juju. That's right. Preach, Juju. Listen to this. You know, that whole thing is real, guys. You've got to want it. And sometimes, guys, when you're going through, you might say, Lord, have you ever been in that situation where you're saying, Lord, I want to. Please help me to say yes. Please help me to say yes. Have you ever been in that place? You want to say, Lord, help me to say yes. Help me to say yes. You know, God will give you grace. He will give you the mercy. You just got to really just do it. You really just got to just go ahead and just do it. You know, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus says, here I am. I stand at the door I stand at the door and knock. This is NIV. You know, I know the King James Version. the NIV, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. And then we go to verse 21. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You know, God's in the restoring business. He's in the restoring business. He stand at the door of your heart and knock. One thing to do is say yes. It was funny when I was like 6 or 7 years old, and I remember hearing that scripture, and I went to the door. My mom's going to probably say, I don't remember that, but I went to the door, and she's like, "What you open the door? Open the door!" I said, "I'm opening up the door, so Jesus can come into my heart." You know, but that was true. That was true, and it really, really did happen. I remember that happening. You know. And I, what you doing? I opened up the door. My mom's like, what you doing? But, you know, guys, we got to have to be willing to say, you know what? Okay, Lord. See, God is saying, God is speaking to you. Wherever you go, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, you might feel like, Lord, I'm not going to be able to get through that. But God is saying, I'm right here. God is saying, I am right here. One thing you have to do is say, yes, Lord. Open up the door of your heart. Yes, Lord. Hey, Brian. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And guess what? God will heal the land. I'm here to tell you today that God will heal your land. And you might be going through some things again, but I'm here to let you know today that God will heal your land. God will heal you. God will deliver you, and God will restore you. I said tonight, God is cleaning up house. God is saving his people. God's in the restoration business. He will heal you. He will restore you if you allow him to. You know, and it's amazing, like, you have these things, these different statements, right? And it's funny. I always put that if you or if we allow him. God will heal the land. He will heal you. If you've fallen, you can get back up. God will. But are you willing? If you allow him to. If you are willing to do it. If you are willing to do it. How are you guys doing tonight? I hope this message is touching your heart. I hope it's touching your heart tonight. I appreciate you, those of you who are still here tonight. You know, and then God said, I'm calling you. I'm calling you. So staying in tune with God. It's like God is getting our attention, right? And God is speaking, saying, I want to talk to you. Now you just have to make space. Make room. If there are any idols in your life, pull those things down. Lord, have your way in my life right now, Lord. Have your way in me right now, Lord. Have your way in me right now, Lord. Thank you for sharing those scriptures, Brian. I'll get to that in a minute. You know, God is calling you. I'm going to tell you this, guys. I'm telling you this. Like I said, sometimes, guys, who we are connected to and who we allow to speak into our lives can really affect us hearing from God. Then you have to ask yourself, is this a relationship you're supposed to be in? Is this a friendship that you're supposed to have? So it's very, very important that we listen to what God is saying. Who we are connected to can affect our lives. If people are not thinking about God, they're not thinking about, you know, listen, we have to have the desire to have healthy relationships. You know, biggest two letters, letter word ever. If, that's right. If, that sounds like a song. Write a song, Juju. If, that's like a good song too. I'm liking that song already, Juju. Biggest two letters ever. If. You know why the Lord placed that in my heart to say if? Because sometimes we don't take ownership of our mess. Sometimes we don't take ownership. But God will do this. Okay, God will tell you. God will do this. God will do that. He will. Okay, God, go ahead, God, do it. If we are willing. If we do what we're supposed to do. If. You know, so there's some ownership. There's ownership. It's not about putting it on other people. We like to blame and put it on other people sometimes. But that person said this and that person said that. No. No, you have a stake in that as well. If you do this, you know, so we got to pay attention to the signs. You know, the whole thing about, you know, we have to pay attention to the signs. What is God saying to us? Sometimes I don't know about you. Sometimes I see in my spirit, I see that stop sign. You'll be like, boom. And like, okay, God, tell me stop. Like, I just see it. Oh, okay, stop. Okay. You know, or be quiet. Or yield. Yield. Or turn around. You know, or you got, you know, all the different signs that you see, those driving signs. Sometimes I see those signs. Red light, yellow light, green light. You know, but pay attention to signs around you. What is God saying to you through every aspect of your life? What is God speaking? What is God showing you? What is God saying to you through people? What if? What if? All right, Brian, what if? Tell me about that what if, Brian. Tell me about that what if. He said, what if? You know, let me see. Okay. Okay. God is calling you. Now, Brian, why are you sharing Colossians 3:15 through 17? What do you want us to get from that? I am going to share that. I want someone to know why you want me to share it. Why are you sharing that particular scripture? Talk to us. But listen, guys, while Brian is sharing, get that together before I read it, you know, sometimes I put him on the spot. We got to be willing to listen. And then we got to be willing to hear. And then we got to be willing to do. We got to be willing to listen. You know, we got to be willing to listen. Sometimes, guys, it's about, I don't know about you, but sometimes I turn off everything. Don't turn off your electronics right now because we're in this discussion. But after this, when you find some time, turn off electronics. Turn the lights off. Turn off everything. Meditate. Think about the goodness of the Lord. Allow the Lord to speak to you. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, He speaks to you. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, listen. Hear what God is speaking to your heart, to your spirit. Then do it. Spend that time with God. So staying in tune with God, you got to spend time with God. How can you have a relationship with someone that you don't spend time with? That's not a relationship, is it? That's not a friendship. Okay, you do spend some time, right? If you're a friend, you do spend some time. Whether you're dating or whether you're not, you have to spend time with that person. So staying in tune with God, you got to spend that time. You got to spend that time. Hey, Brian, why do you share Colossians 3:15 through 17? But we're gonna get to that in a minute. I'm just putting it on the spot. You know, listen to this. Are you willing, though? Are you willing to listen to God? Are you willing to say, yes, Lord? Are you willing to say, okay, Lord? Because sometimes, guys, sometimes that flesh gets in the way. It's like, Lord, not today, Lord. I'm supposed to go over here. I'm supposed to go to church. I'm supposed to have this meeting. I'm supposed to have that meeting. And God's trying to touch. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you. I want to show you. I want to spend some time with you. And say, Lord, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. But are you willing, though? It's always nice to hear, and God is calling you. God wants to talk to you. But then the question becomes, are you willing to hear? Are you even willing? Or are you trying to do it on your own strength? Sometimes that's because things aren't moving the way we expect them to, because we're trying to do it in our own way. Like, Lord, I got this. Lord, I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to read this. I'm waiting for Brian to respond, but Brian hasn't responded yet, so I'm going to read Colossians 3:15 through 17. This is what he was sharing. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. You know, so my question for Brian was, why was he sharing that? You know, I want to make sure, and I just want to understand, that's all. And then, listen, guys, it's not about you. It's, when it comes to you, when it comes to you, it's not about anyone else. It's about your decision. Because guess what? You cannot make the decision for me. You can only make the decision for you. God's calling you. You can't answer God for me. You can stand in and pray. So you can stand in the gap and pray for me. But guess what? I have to be willing to say yes for me. You've got to be willing to say yes for you. You can't say yes to God for someone else. They have to say yes. Stand in tune with God. God is calling you. What are you going to say? Remember, it's not about anyone else. Lord, I'm helping this person over here. No, it's talking about you. Brian was saying 2020 was a trying year. The scripture brought me joy and peace. Okay, thank you, Brian. Now I understood why you shared that. Yeah, it was a trying year. It was, right? But look, God brought you through, Brian. God's brought you through. He's bringing us through. He brought us through. I love what you're sharing this. The scripture brought you joy and peace. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. Called to peace. That speaks volumes right there, Brian. Thank you for sharing that. That speaks volumes. We need peace. Stand in tune with God. You know, I want to tell you this, guys. Staying in tune with God. We have about eight more minutes to go. Shake it off. You know, anything that harms you, don't need to keep it close. Kick out the baggage, just like old clothes. Desire freedom. That's how he wants you to live. Don't live in bondage. You know, that comes from my song, Shake It Off, Shake It Off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. You know, whatever, stay in tune with God. Shake it off. Whatever is keeping you from moving forward within the things of God, shake it off. Shake those things off. If it's depression, pray harder. You know, and if you need to talk to a mental health therapist, talk to a mental health therapist. Talking is good for your soul. Shake it off. And I had to throw that part in, guys. You know, some things you shake off, some things you have to work through. You have to process, but you have to be willing to trust the process. And stay in tune with God. Be willing to trust the process. Shake it off. Whatever's keeping you from moving forward, shake it off. Why do we desire to stay in pain when we can live and be free of that pain? Why stay connected to people who hurt us rather than having people who will speak life, speak truth, in love, and want the best for us? Just asking. And sometimes, guys, we got to let things go. That whole thing about staying in tune with God, sometimes we have to let some things go. Sometimes we have to let go of toxic relationships. Sometimes we have to let go of toxic situations. Sometimes we have to be willing to let go of our perceived perceptions of what we're going through versus what God is really doing. You know, Brian says this, we overthink things. I was a better person. Okay. What thing was different in our lives? What if I didn't have food, clothes, or a roof over our heads? Thank you, Brian. Thank you for sharing. Okay, thank you, Brian. I see what you're talking about when you say what if. Why'd you delete it, Brian? I understood that. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. I like that. That was a good point, Brian. That was a good point, Brian. What if? What if? What's going on, Johnny? What's going on, Noble, if you're still here? What's going on, Aunt Gracie? That's the what if. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Juju is back in the house. Thank you, Juju. But sometimes we have to let things go. This is the part I was talking about, staying in tune with God. Sometimes we have to let go of those friendships, those relationships, staying in tune with God. And guess what? If we trust the process, we trust God, maybe down the line, the next season, that friendship might come. But that friendship might not come back. But guess what? Are we in tune with God? You're talking about the what ifs. What ifs? I like that, Brian. I like that. You know, staying in tune with God, guys. Shake it off. Sometimes let some things go. And this whole thing, staying tuned with God, this is a daily thing. This is not like a one-time thing. Oh, I spent some time with God. When was that? 3 months ago? How can you have a relationship with someone you don't spend time with them daily? That's becoming so important. If we really, really want the Lord to really show us and lead and guide us, we have to be willing to do this thing daily, 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 renewing our minds daily, staying in tune with God daily, seeking His face daily, staying on our faces and praying daily, turning away from our sin daily. Y'all got the point right. Daily. Stay in tune with God daily. And listen to this. Then loving the Lord with everything that's within you. Loving God more than anything else. Can we get to that point, guys? Where we can say, you know what? Stay in tune with God. I want to love God with everything. I want to love God more than life itself. And can we get to a point where we say, you know, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus gave his life for us. He gave his life on the cross. What if you say, I'm not doing that for that person? But he did it. So are we willing to say, not my will, Lord? Lord, I want to become this, the next T.D. Jakes. I want to become the next Stevie Wonder. I want to become the next Picasso, whatever it is that you would like to become. Are you willing to say, Lord God, not my will, but your will be done? I love what Juju says. Take up your cross daily. That's right. Take up your cross daily. 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 Are we willing to do that? Stand in tune with God, because God is speaking. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Are we going to do it? Are you going to do it? Am I going to do it? Wherever you are, if you're serious about it, just say, Lord, I am going to stay in tune with you. God, I'm going to stay in tune with you and what you're saying to me in my life. Be willing to say, God, I'm going to stay in tune. And if there's so many different things going on in your life, I just want to say, Lord, have your way in my life. Help me so I can hear your voice. Help me so I can hear your voice, because too much is going on right now. Stay in tune with God. And when you hear that quiet voice talking to you, saying, I love you, saying you are not alone, pray, read your Bible, do it. Stand in tune with God. God is cleaning up house. God is saving his people. God is in the restoration business. God is calling you. Stay in tune with God. And if you say, like, what if? Like Brian was saying, what if? What if you're saying, what if I'm not good enough? What if my mistakes keep me, you know, God can't forgive me for my mistakes? Listen, God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. John 3:17. God loves you. Jesus gave his life for you. And guys, this experience on this earth is for this season. One day we're going to stand before our Creator. And I want to hear him say, well done, well done, well done. I want to hear him say, well done. No, I want to hear him say, well done. What about you? Stand in tune with God. I want to stay in tune with you, Lord. Lord, come into my life. Bring peace into my life. Restore peace. Restore joy into my life. God is calling you. God is calling me. And God's saying, let me spend some time with you. Go somewhere in your closet. Go somewhere. Turn off social media. and hear what the Lord is saying to you and allow the Lord to speak to you. I would just pray that God will bless you. If you're saying God can't do it in my life, God can't do it, you know, I've done this, I've done that. Listen, are you willing? Are you willing? God can restore you. He can heal you. Let go of whatever's keeping you back and move forward. Stand in tune with God. Thank you so much for coming, cousin. I love my cousin. Big hug, cousin. I love you. Yes. I worship and adore you. Just wanted to tell you I love you more than anything. That's right, Lonnie. That's right, Juju. I'm about to bring her on so she can start singing. I love you, Jesus. So guys, love on him. Praise him. Worship him. And listen, God loves you. And God will meet you right where you are. Stay in tune with him. And God will speak to you. Worship him. Just thank him. Thank him for who he is. Thank him for who he is. And worship him wherever you are. I just want to say God bless you. Stay in tune with God. And know that God loves you. Have a great evening. Join me on Thursday. I have one of the Nelson brothers is going to be coming on Thursday from 9 to 10. So you... So make sure you guys come through this coming Thursday, and I'll have more information about that. Please keep me in your prayers. Thank you for praying for my mother, y'all. I appreciate y'all, and I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying for each and every one of you. Anything that you might be going through, you can instant message me, DM me, direct message me. If any prayer requests, I'll keep you in my thoughts and my prayers. Please pray for my ministry, Fire Heart Ministries. And I'm excited about what God is going to do. And stand in tune with God. Stand in tune with God. That's like what I'm going to do. I'm like, Lord, I'm standing in tune with you. Thank you, Lord. God had to remind me, stay in tune. Keep your frequency tuned into heaven, tuned to God, to God's voice. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mom. Thank you so much. Love you for coming through. Love you guys. God bless you. Be encouraged. Please share this video on your pages. Okay? So maybe perhaps someone needs to hear this. Stand in tune with God. God bless you. Have a great night. Thank you. Good night to you too, Juju. Good night. Good night to Juju in LA. Good night to Juju and Cherie in Dallas. And I'm praying for you guys out in Dallas, Cherie. God bless you, Mom, cousin, and those who've come through. I came through for a little bit. Appreciate you guys for coming through. Love each and every one of you guys. Have a great night, and God bless you.